We haven't had a new Springbok logo since 2016. But might it be time for an updated emblem? Today, you are going to get a front row seat to every single logo used by the Springboks going all the way back to 1906. I will also reveal my own personal favorite one. Plus, I will make a suggestion on what I think would be an improvement on what we currently have. And you are going to be invited to join me. If I get enough support, Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie will hear from us. So before I reveal the first emblem, let's discuss the history very quickly. South Africa played rugby as an international team for the first time in 1891 against the British Isles. Bit of trivia for you, they have only been known as the Lions since the 1950s. Unsurprisingly, we lost that match. The score was 4-0. Now, in those days, South Africa wasn't even a country. We were made up of the two British colonies, Cape Colony and Natal, and the two Boer republics, the Orange Free State and Zuid-Afrikaanse Republiek, or ZAR, sometimes also referred to as Transvaal. In any event, the four combined to form the South African Rugby Board. So we were basically the West Indies of rugby in those days. Now in 1906, Paul Roos captained a team that toured Great Britain. Now Roos and the management were worried that the British press might give the South Africans some or other silly nickname. And who can blame them? We know all about the British sports media in 2025, and I can tell you, back in 1906, they weren't much better. So Roos and co. hatched a plan. Upon arriving in the British Isles, they told the press that they would be known as the Springbokken. Of course, the Poms couldn't even accept that, so they were in fact the ones that changed it to the Springboks. Well, I suppose they anglicized it, okay? But I think we can live with that. And the team also boasted its own emblem. Here it is in all its glory. And let me tell you that in 1906, that was Picasso-like. In 1910, South Africa did indeed become a country, the Union of South Africa, and the Springboks continued as the national symbol and nickname of the team. But in 1937, it was time for a change again, and it turned out to have a very positive effect. The 1937 Boks went to New Zealand and became the first team to go there and beat the All Blacks in their own backyard. I foresee the 2025 Springboks going there in September and doing the same thing. I wonder if you agree. But maybe you will agree on joining me in being featured in the first officially licensed Springbok rugby comic. Yep, you, me, alongside Sia, Irvin and Faf. But only 100 lucky fans will have a chance to be featured this way in Forever Green, Forever Gold. Imagine featuring in the debut issue of this special bit of history. The cost is 500 Rand per person. To get yourself hand-drawn to exact detail, email sketchme@springboksrugbycomic.com. I'll put that in the description area below for you as well. Let's get back to today's episode and 1963. Here you can see the Springbok is almost in a bit of a ballet pose, and they've added the rugby ball beneath his feet. Personally, I like it, and I think it's an improvement on the previous two. But was the next one an improvement? Well, they only used that one in 1963 and 1964 before switching to this. So I suppose the hunched over bok wasn't overly popular. So instead, we get the leaping antelope, which quite frankly is sort of what we had before anyway. This one pretty much sets the template for all future Bok logos. So good that one was, in fact, that they kept it until 1989. Now remember that at that point, there was a lot of political uncertainty in the country. Apartheid had been legally ended in February 1990, and many of the country's sporting federations united. That's how the South African Rugby Football Union came into being. If you're my age or older, you'll remember how often you'd hear the name SAFU in the news in those days. And with that also came a new emblem. This one introduced a crescent of proteas beneath the leaping springbok. A rugby ball is also retained. Now, I want to tell you guys that this is my favorite Springbok logo. There could be an element of nostalgic bias, because when I started watching sport, that was the Springbok emblem. So it's possible I think it's lovely because that was the one that was my first Bok logo. Nevertheless, I still think it's great. Although I must admit, I remember the Proteas being more of a pink color rather than the purple you see here. All of these logos were sent to me directly from SA Rugby HQ in Plattekloof, by the way. So I guess if Plattekloof says it was purple, then it must have been purple. This emblem also won us a Rugby World Cup in 1995. But then a year later, it was again time for change. Now the Bok leapt in the opposite direction. I've never been able to find out specifically why, but my best guess is that it was indicative of our country now moving in a new direction. But that's just a guess. The Ring of Proteas were also replaced by just the one gold Protea. This was updated in 2003. The Springbok has changed. Previously it looked a bit like a hand-drawn sketch, but now I'd say, for the first time, we have a computer-animated Bok. You can also see the Protea looks different. I'm not entirely sure if I think it's better. They both look fine to me, to be honest. But they did ditch the word SA Rugby from the previous emblem and update it to Springbok. Now, I'd say if we can't have that favorite logo of mine from 1992, then I'd be very happy to stick to this one. But apparently, it can't stay the same, so a few years later, the gold Protea was ditched and we got this. I think it's important to also note that the reason they dumped the Protea is because at that stage, Sports Minister Makhankesi Stofile mandated that all national teams must wear the Protea as their emblem on their jerseys in and around the heart area. SARU, not SAFU anymore, had a solution. The Springbok emblem would move to the opposite side on the chest area of the jersey. And then in 2016, it was updated again to this. And to this day, that is our Springbok logo. Now, I hope you enjoyed that little trip through the history of the Springbok emblem. I mentioned at the start of this discussion that I might be interested in lobbying the Minister of Sport. And here's why. During Rugby World Cups, the laws mandate that the tournament logo must appear on the jersey too. So that means you have the national team logo here in the heart area, and in our case, it's the Protea, remember? In the middle, you get your kit suppliers logo, Nike in our case. And then over here, you get the Rugby World Cup logo. What happens to the Springbok emblem? We've moved it to the sleeve. And then on the opposite sleeve, we feature the number of Webb Ellis Cups we've won. So in the case of South Africa, that would be 4. New Zealand 3, England 1, Ireland 0. Now, I just think that in the case of the Springboks, the minister could be encouraged to make an exception. Many countries use a single symbol for all their sports teams. All New Zealand teams have the white fern on their jerseys. But then there are other countries that make almost every team different. Great example is Japan. In rugby, they wear red and white stripes, and the cherry blossom is their symbol. They are even nicknamed the Brave Blossoms. But in football, they wear blue, and their moniker is the Blue Samurai. On the badge itself, you'll find a Yatagarasu, a three-legged crow. One more example, if I may, is Zimbabwe. In cricket, they wear red, and they are the Chevrons. In football, they wear yellow, and are the Warriors. And in rugby, they wear green and white hoops, and go by the name the Sables. So you see, it doesn't have to be cast in stone. I'm perfectly aware of South Africa's painful history, not to mention the role the Springbok logo played in the past. Having said that, as far as I can tell, the vast majority of South Africans have embraced it. In a stunning reversal, the attitude has gone from "that is their symbol" to "this is our symbol." No doubt, President Nelson Mandela played an important role in that too, when he addressed the National Sports Council and insisted on retaining the Springbok in rugby. So with that being said, I just think that in an effort to get the Springbok emblem back on the team's jersey, across the chest area at the Rugby World Cup rather than on the sleeve, a great compromise would be to go back to one of these logos. Now, obviously, I'm going to advocate for something along the 1992 version, because to my eyes, that's the most beautiful one. Of course, we'd have to digitally update it for the 21st century. But what you have there, or any of these early to mid-2000s emblems, is the famous Springbok alongside the legally required Protea. Or, as per my personal preference, a quartet of Proteas. In my book, that is a win-win situation. So what do you think? Should I write to Minister McKenzie about this? If I can get a petition going, would you be happy to sign it? Or am I, in the words of my Matric Afrikaans teacher when I showed some ambition, krapping waar dit nie juk nie? In other words, it's not a great idea. Let me know in the comment section down below. And guys, just before I go, I'd like to quickly encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. I would love to do this full-time, guys, and bring you more episodes of Front Row Rugby. And there are great benefits as well if you sign up as a member. For example, you can get your name mentioned in my YouTube videos. I might write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. We can even have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok tactics and other elements to boot. You might even stand a chance to win yourself cool prizes like Springbok match tickets and Springbok merchandise, as well as getting discounts on my own personal merchandise. I hope to launch my store in the next 3 months or so. Now, in order to do that, you need to head on over to my Patreon page, sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Namibian. $5, it goes all the way up to $100. So whatever you're comfortable with, wherever you see yourself fitting in, if you'd like to help me out, if you'd like to support me, I'd encourage you to head on over there and sign up. The link is in the description area below, and I look forward to your company next time.